over here, boys. I'd like to talk to you.
My daddy was a handsome devil. He had a chain 5 miles long. From every link a heart did dangle. For every maid he loved and wronged.
1, 2, 3.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Well, I'm running down a road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 so she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy, or let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can.
I never saw him in concert. Did you?
No.
I'm an idiot for not going that last round, and I thought about it. I said, this is probably the last round. I mean,
when was that last round?
Just a year ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
I never saw him in concert. I should have done that. I need to see Heart in concert, as gay as that sound. I like Heart. I like when these old bands come through. I don't know why I don't take the time to see them, because they're just about done.
Yeah, somebody will die, and the bands that are together still.
Right.
Their members are still alive. That's the ones
most,
you want to do.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses is coming back. Fat Elvis in Company.
That's why I want to see them. I mean, that's my wheelhouse right there.
They should be dead of drugs and alcohol.
I'm not gonna pay $405 to go to Coachella and see them.
Did you get any pushback from us talking about Dan Haggerty last week on the air?
No.
A lot of people were surprised to find out that you were his pimp.
I was not his pimp, John. I wasn't even close to his pimp. I just was around him when he was, I guess, getting stuff from a pimp, okay? In a
well, you said he lived so hard. Like,
yeah.
Well, give me an example. Dan Haggerty is the original Grizzly Adams, by the way. And he passed away with David Bowie and Glenn Frey.
What a crazy
and
house.
Everyone else last week.
Three-bedroom apartment that's going to be.
Right.
That'll be insane. I mean, he's just... there's stories from when he was just... What, in the 80s, doing freebasing and burning his beard? You ever heard about that story? And
no.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty popular story. Anybody can Google that one up. And he was just a heavy drinker, heavy, heavy drinker. And once he got off, when he realized he couldn't do coke anymore or cocaine,
yeah,
or freebase. And, you know, there was a one time, actually, we had him and Rick James in the same room, and they shared a joint together.
And Rick James and Grizzly.
John Popper.
Hang on. Yes. This sounds like a Jewish joke.
No, this is...
So you've got you, Rick James, John Popper, and Grizzly Adams sitting in a room, passing a joint.
Yep.
Okay. Where was this?
This was in Hollywood. This is at the Beverly Hills Hotel. We did a show, a remote from there.
All right.
We had these round tables of just interesting people. And
who was the most interesting of that group you just described that day? I mean, Rick James is who makes my... I love his interviews from the Dave Chappelle Show.
I found that the stories was Grizzly Adams.
Really?
Dan Haggerty, yeah. Because he was with all the Hollywood elites back in the 80s.
In the 70s.
Well, it was early 80s. Okay. And he was still hanging around there at that time.
All right.
So we had some interesting stories. Rick James was just a fun guy, funner guy. That, you know, his stories were just all rock and roll, which I enjoyed too. But Dan, he was a life of a party.
So
I mean,
Dan was a bigger hoot than Rick James?
Yeah, yeah. Rick wasn't all there, you know. I mean, Dan not that Dan was either. Popper was just, he's just a chill. He's a real kind of deep thinker.
Right.
So if you're into that, yes, it was cool. But yeah, that was one of the most interesting roundtables I've ever been a part of. That's
Turley's
for sure.
Glory days.
Yeah.
That's fun. People are weird, man. Hey, you know, speaking of weird stuff, so this guy that I I live in the country.
Just a country boy?
Where I live now, I moved in with my dad when I was like 9. And I went to private school in Fort Worth, and I lived out in the sticks. And so I played with the local kids. And my dad was always like, And I didn't understand what the deal was. It was a rougher cut out there, for sure. And it's funny seeing that now, because I remember this one fellow that my dad just absolutely said, you cannot hang with.
Oh, yeah?
And I haven't seen him in 30 years. What am I, 43? I haven't seen him in 25 years. And he I saw him on Facebook, you know, 5 years ago. And, oh, Ronnie. I tagged him as a friend. I hadn't seen him forever. We used to ride motorcycles together. He's the first guy I ever saw smoke weed, and it freaked me out. And he's the first one of the first guys that ever told me about screwing girls and all this stuff. That dude.
That guy, yes. Yeah. Everybody has that friend.
And he posted on Facebook this story about breaking up with his fiance because he caught her having sex with her sons and she's been screwing her stepdad.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wow, ooh, that's heavy. So
he shared that on Facebook.
Yes.
People just, I don't understand that. Anyway.
I could read it. Let me pull it up here. And I couldn't leave it alone. I mean, it's like saying I murdered someone and here's the body. That's the way I took it. I mean, that's pretty heavy to claim molestation on a social media.
Yeah, that's really heavy.
I mean, I wonder what she thought.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that she would approve of that post.
I don't think that she care. I mean, he didn't really care because he kept reposting it.
Oh, my God.
But it just kind of showed me, you know.
Maybe your daddy was right?
On that one.
Your dad was right on that one,
huh? On that one, yeah. And I wrote, like, how old are these kids? And he said 21 and 23. I wonder if it's true. You know? But he said he caught. I said, how do you know? He said, I saw it with my own two eyes. And then it makes you wonder, is that illegal? Did she break the law if this is true? If she was intimate with her sons that were 21 and 23, is it legal? Is that illegal? So they're of age.
Oh,
and
well, now if they're of age, I guess not.
I mean, of course, it's in bad taste.
It's terrible.
In poor taste, and then her having relations with her stepdad, that's married to her mom. Several accounts. He broke up because she kept cheating on him with family members. Was really his message.
Wait, kept.
Continue.
What about one time?
Yeah, but
come on.
I just found that I found it amazing that's what it's all come to.
Same.
And you know, it made me, because there's my kid has a little friend, country friend. Mama's been in the pen. Yeah. Mom, grandma, you know, where's mama? Oh, she's in jail, and dad's in jail, and stepdad, he's weird, and he sleeps all day, and we're like, you know, maybe he shouldn't be spending the night at this guy's house. Maybe this is not the best place.
Yeah,
and he's a sweet little kid, but like he'll come home from school. We live in the country. This kid lives 2 miles away. He'll come home from school, nobody's there, and he'll just walk over to our house.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Where are your parents? I don't know.
That's
and my wife's
that's
got a big
disturbing,
heart.
Yeah,
my wife's got a big heart. She takes him in. I was like, after several rounds of this, I'm like, because mom's in jail. He's living with stepdad. I'm like, wait a minute. I've got 4 of these already. I see. I mean, I don't want this one. I don't want another one.
You don't want to take him in?
No, I don't want to take him in. And I feel for him. And I'm not trying to be cold, but I mean, I'm not picking up strays right now, man.
So you think this is what your next step is?
No,
I
put the kibosh on this one a while back.
Since you got it snipped, this is the only way that she's going to have more kids?
Right, picking up strays.
Like animals?
Like a Randy Travis song.
Here's what you got to do.
I'm picking up strays.
If you see her more and more doing that, just get her a dog or something. Get something to distract her.
She picks up stray dogs, and we've had some pretty heated debates on that, too.
But that's a little bit easier just to
handle.
Well,
you can't shoot them. You're going to jail.
Yeah, you can't
shoot
them.
You just got to redump.
Well, sometimes they end up running away. Mm-hmm. You just gates left
actually,
open or
they
something.
Always do.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Easy come, easy go. They come, they feed them for a while, and they just go away.
But with a friend, a kid coming, you can't just, that won't work.
No. But seeing Ronnie's Facebook post really validated my
I don't want to be this kid's father, the current stray.
Well, so was his parents' situation similar to that?
I don't know.
You didn't know because he was a kid, but I'm sure your dad knew, and that was part of it, too.
I don't think my dad knew.
He didn't know. He just saw the kid itself.
Okay. Yeah, he just knew.
Well, if the kid's a good, you know, your boy's friend there is not, like, he doesn't look like his bad influence, right, so far?
A little bit. He's taught him about a lion, and there's been some bad behavior. Not awful, but these guys are young, dude. They're in third grade.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 800-800-7234, 800-800. Radio. You want to hear a funny story about a Houston car dealer?
Yes. I love these stories.
These Desert Operation Dune. We got into that last week with the Middle Eastern car dealers. They're so funny. I mean, they're just so clannish. They're everywhere, dude. I mean, everywhere. So Mahmoud and Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Bible prophecy. Muhammad and Mahmoud. Muhammad is at a Mercedes dealership or Lexus dealership. He's a wholesaler. And he's got an opportunity to buy some trade-ins in Houston, Texas. So Muhammad calls Mahmoud because Muhammad has no money. Mm-hmm. And Mahmoud goes over there and looks at him with Muhammad. So Muhammad's brokering these cars for the Mercedes store to Mahmoud. And Mahmoud says, oh, they're all too high. And he leaves. And they leave. Then Mahmoud does the end around on Muhammad.
Oh, no.
And Mahmoud comes back and buys the cars.
Oh.
But the Mercedes store clearly wanted them not in Texas. So he used this other guy's dealer's license from Louisiana. He said, just buddy, I got a dealer. Let us put it on his P number. And he mm-hmm. puts it under Louisiana wholesale and whatever. That's all. And he got a check from Mahmoud's company. And then all these Iranians are driving these cars around Houston and racking up tolls. On the toll tags, on all the tollways. Uh-huh. And so the customers that traded them in start getting the toll tag hits. And then one of them goes to the dealership and says, hey, I've got all these fines from TxDOT, or the toll association, after I sold this to you. He's like, okay. And they're like, well, how's that? Because we sent them to Louisiana. And so they call the dealer in Louisiana, and he doesn't know anything about it. And Mahmoud and Muhammad... got, you know, everything came undone. Mm-hmm. The truth came out. Big fight. I don't know if anybody got shot, but that's my
end around my
Iranian car dealer story for the week. They're amazing. It just never ends. I've seen these guys pay in cash. You know that the stories of terrorists funding Americans through cars.
Yeah,
there was a story about 2 years ago. I've seen it. I've seen auctions taking briefcases full of cash from these the Arab-speaking dealers. Here's all the money for these cars we bought today. And where the hell did they get $100,000 cash?
You can't really turn it down. I mean, I guess you could, but...
He finally did. He said, really? I'm not doing this anymore. The auction owner? Yeah. This ain't gonna work. There's something up here. But I firmly believe... Oh, and then there was another guy that I know that was got in trouble for... buying cars in Houston at auctions and sending them. He was supplying ISIS with vehicles out of Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. Went to jail. Jimmy runs deep, dog. The Jimmy runs deep. My name's John Clay Wolf. Be right back.
I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
For those of y'all who've been riding along all morning since we started, we've been eagling it pretty hard because of Glenn Frey's passing. And this song is heavy Eagles influenced. Glenn Frey started with Bob Seger. He was one of his mentors in the business. And if you listen as we get to the chorus of this song, you'll hear the Eagles. They came back when Bob recorded this and did the backup vocals on it. A little quid quo pro Clarice. But that in the background is Don and Glenn and the rest of the crowd. Joe was too stoned to attend the session, I believe. 800-800-RADIO is the call-in number, and we've got 9 minutes left before we're outie. So if you want to bid on your car, call now, or just go to givemethevin.com. 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 If we don't beat a CarMax offer, we'll send you a $100 check. How about that? No questions asked. If you send us a fake CarMax offer, a picture of a fake CarMax offer, which we've caught people doing, we won't send you $100. How about that? And we have a way to know, because I know the codes and the little secret codes that you don't know about on those offer letters for both Texas Direct and CarMax. And you can try it, but and I'm sure someone's gotten one over us on it. I'm sure we've sent $100 that we didn't know here and there. But nonetheless, we'll beat the CarMax offers. If we don't, we'll send you a $100 check. Go to givemethevin.com, plug in your VIN number, and push a couple pictures and miles, and we'll shoot you an offer letter. And if you've already been to CarMax and have their offer letter, take a picture of it and send it to us. If we don't beat it, we'll send you a $100 check. How about that? I mean, it's just, I don't know what else to say.
Well, yeah, we've witnessed
Should I up it to a $200 check?
Why not?
I mean,
you're beating them by at least 300,
yeah,
400 bucks.
We beat them.
So, at least.
It changes. I've beat them up to 3,000 before.
Oh, well, yeah.
But most of them are a nickel. Yeah. Most of them are a nickel or 200 or 400. It just, but nonetheless, if we don't beat it, we'll just send you $100. Turn it up. This, who's that sound like?
The Eagles.
One more time. Just like the Eagles. I love this tune. Who wants to go find LA? So the Hell Freezes tour is not going to happen this year.
No.
Hell has frozen over. And Glenn went to heaven, let's hope. 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. We were talking about Carfax earlier. And Robert, our Give Me the Vin delivery man that pulls the three car, the Give Me the Vin trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this, but he had someone run into his trailer recently.
Oh, no.
A few months ago. Didn't touch the truck. He has a 2014 King Ranch Dually. Nice truck. Bought brand new from a friend of mine. And someone hit the trailer, and there was a police report. And guess who's got a bad Carfax on their 2014 or 15 King Ranch Dually now?
You're kidding.
No.
There's not a dent on the truck.
Didn't touch the truck.
So how is that possible?
Carfax is what I'm telling you. These guys, I mean, they're idiots. And so his truck is worth 20% less. So it's a $40,000 used truck, and it's worth 20% less right now until he can get that cleared up.
It's a trailer. I guess they can't. There's not a vent on the trailer.
Right.
So they just took the truck. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. And when he sent me that, I'm like, that's a perfect example. That's exactly the inefficiencies I'm talking about. So if he's forced to sell that car today,
mm-hmm,
it's going to cost him $10,000 because of that error. So does Carfax pay the $10,000?
Hell no.
See, somebody needs to sue their ass.
That'd be a great example right there.
It's a perfect example. 800-800-7234. Just go to givemethevin.com. Or just call anything. If anybody has any Eagles stuff, we got 5 minutes left before we're out of here, and I'd love to hear it.
Hey, by the way, I got to pay off something. Speaking of payoffs.
Oh, yeah? The 20?
Yeah, I owe John a $20 bill.
Little Packers Patriots 20? Was it Packers Patriots?
No, it was Patriots Chiefs.
Oh, that's right.
My hatred for the Patriots screwed me. I thought the Chiefs would win. They didn't. They lost. Freaking Patriots win. They're in the AFC Championship again. They're probably going to beat the Broncos. They're going to probably win the freaking Super Bowl again. Because they're great at cheating.
Oh, God. Just because they're great, you have to call them a cheater.
They are proven cheaters, though.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
I mean,
I think Carolina's going to win. And I got 100 on that with you, don't
well,
I?
Well, if they play the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's the bet. If it's Carolina versus the Broncos.
Oh, was that the bet?
Yes.
I thought it was Carolina versus Pats.
No.
So, who's this weekend?
So, Patriots, Broncos.
Is that today?
No, it's Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
That's going to be a great game. The line is 3, New England.
Okay.
So, basically, pick them.
Where is the game?
It's in Denver.
In the line. So, it's a 6-point line for Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, New England's favored by 3. So, yeah, if you think about it, 6 points.
Because
yeah.
the home team gets automatic
yep,
3.
Yep, yep.
Wow. Okay. So, Patriots are supposed to win this one. All
right. It's going to be probably rainy, so that might help out the Broncos.
Well, they might need to let a little air out of the ball just so they can get a good grip.
Well, they might want to blow him up because Brady doesn't know. He likes them soft.
No, what I'm saying is the Patriots might need to deflate
yes.
a little bit
yeah,
with the rain to get a better grip.
Of course
they will.
Yes.
And the Cards and the Panthers, when is that
that's
contest?
That's 5:40. That's probably going to be the game out of the two of them. That's going to be the one to watch.
What is the line on that game?
It's Carolina's favored by 3. That's the pick.
And where is the
it's
game?
It's at Carolina. And the weather's cold. It's not going to be snowy there, but that field is probably going to be in bad condition.
Mm-hmm.
So I could probably see a low-scoring game there. Over and under is 47. I don't think it's going to be that high. That's going to be a good game. A lot of people are picking those experts out there. I think the Cardinals are going to do it because they have a better offense. But Carson Palmer is just so – did you used to watch that game with Green Bay last week? Hail Mary at the end with Aaron Rodgers?
I missed that.
Oh, my God. It was phenomenal. And Carson Palmer did not look good at all. And I don't know if it's nerves or just – he's not used to being in the big games. I don't know what of the two, but I think Carolina pulls that one out. Carolina versus New England? Super Bowl?
Okay.
Be pretty good.
And that's obviously what's going to happen, don't you think?
Yeah. And then we'll all become Carolina Panther fans because we don't want the cheaters to win again.
And Cam Newton will be
a superstar, yeah. If he wins the Super Bowl,
year two or year three up? I forgot.
3 years
is
right
this
now,
his
yeah.
third season or second season?
I believe
season?
This is his third.
And he's a cheater from way back, kind of.
Well,
he's been accused.
It was more just getting money for selling laptops and stuff. You know, he's a college kid.
Did you realize last week when we were talking about Johnny Manziel screwing up and doing this and doing that, did you realize at that time, we're in Fort Worth,
yeah.
Texas, our private studios in Fort Worth, Texas, and Johnny Manziel was 1 mile away from us buying liquor at King's Liquor. It made the front page of the Star Telegram the next morning. Actually, that evening.
I did think about that. I saw that story. I was like, man, I wonder.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if you've sensed it. It's like, you know when somebody's talking about you.
Johnny Manziel was buying $200 worth of liquor at King's Liquor in Fort Worth, Texas.
Don Julio.
While we were talking about him on the air 1 block away, or
yeah.
1 mile away. His dad took a gig in Fort Worth. He's at Honda Fort Worth now. He's
really?
The GSM of Paul Manziel's dad is the GSM of Honda Fort Worth, and that's why he was in town grabbing him some.
Well, he's also dating a TCU girl.
He's probably right outside waiting mm-hmm. for us in the parking lot to discuss things we said. I mean, I'll fight him. I'm not scared. Are you scared? He's not that big. I can't catch him.
I'm not so much scared about him, but his posse,
him.
Though.
The posse? No, yeah. I don't want to fight him. 800-800-RADIO or just go to givemethevin.com. One quick story I have not shared with you. I don't have time to either.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I have an 18-wheeler full of cars all lined up, ready to be loaded. And someone grabbed the wrong car in my group and took them, another transporter, and took them to Atlanta, Georgia. So I get the call, hey, none of the cars are here, but the keys to all the cars that were ready to go were in the truck that accidentally got sent to Atlanta. So I called Eric, the strip club DJ, for you guys who remember him. He lives in Louisiana. I said, Eric, I need you to make an eastbound and down run. I need you to grab this truck and run to Atlanta and grab my truck with all the keys and bring it back so these transports get loaded. He did it, dude, in 16 hours. Bam. All right. Thanks again, strip club. 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. Remember, givemethevin.com. We'll see you next Saturday. Enjoy your football.
Good hand, but I'm going to sell it. $16,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps this little show up. Y'all move right over, buy you some Bibles, or go back down the lane and buy you whatever you want.